This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run a lifestyle.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Well, don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just terrible.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity right here in the Real Estate. Hey, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Like I said, 855-REAL-CHOW,
855-732-5563.
You know, we all know that, you know, that has become a classic movie among the young people. Not me. There are some guys my age. What was that? It was a Christmas movie. Not a Christmas Carol, but a Christmas movie. How long before even the loons start, you know, taking the words out? You know how they take out the words? I know, I've already started, huh? I've already started in on you, haven't I? Anyway, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever it is you celebrate, may you have a happy one. I celebrate Christmas, so Merry Christmas. And as I said before, I believe this season belongs to Christmas. I'll explain that in a minute. But that scene where the in a Christmas movie where, what is his name? Little Ronnie, whatever his name is, and he's asking for the gun, right? The BB gun. And Sam is like, you're out of your mind, you poke your eye out. Nobody ever said that to me. Yeah, my grandmother said if I ran around with scissors or something like that, poke my eye out, or throw rocks, you poke your eye out. Although I can't tell you that in my 57 years of life, I don't know anybody who poked their eye out. And I knew some pretty wax people in my life, so can't help you there. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with me. Hey, I get Christmas too, you know. I'm supposed to take a vacation also. Now, even though I will stop into the studio in the morning and do a couple of opening pieces, opening salvos, if you would. There'll be segments in the show that were pre-recorded for your listening enjoyment. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. You can head up to the website, realside.com. That's therealside.com. No, there's not enough time for you to buy it for Christmas, but you can get it after Christmas. That's okay. Especially if you don't celebrate Christmas, those of you getting nuts with me. So you can, it'd be a great book reading into the new year. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's the name of my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's all those things that we can't talk about. All those things that I've been told I have no right to speak to, whether it's black oppression, Hispanic oppression, women's rights, abortion, all this stuff. See, the only group I seem to belong to is the old white right-wing Christian man white supremacy group. That seems to be the only group that they can identify me with. And yet I'm the one with a small mindset, right? These people are just a piece of work. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about some of you won't agree with what I believe, which is I believe that Christmas is under assault. And I don't think Trump is going to change that quickly. I think we have to change it. You know, it's really funny. Before Mr. Trump got into office, right, all we heard from the right, people on the right, was how it was, not that it was over, not that life was over, don't get me wrong, that's not what I mean by this. You know, it wasn't worth fighting this stuff, we couldn't win, right, none of that stuff would work for us. And now I'm saying to you, now that he's in office, we're now starting to hear from some people that, hey, you know, it feels different. I actually feel okay saying Merry Christmas. Although, you know what really stinks about that is you should have always felt okay about it. What do you care? Or what? Why? What? Why? Whatever. Why do you care about what people say? Right? When it comes to stuff like that, I want you to open your mouth. I want you to come out and say what you feel about things. This is just so wrong in so many ways. And I don't know. I got to tell you, I do not know why you let them get away with it. Yes, you let them get away with it. You know what I'm saying? And I do, whether you believe it or not, I really do believe, or I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And I hope you're learning something from what you hear from me. I don't want to just be the guy, the spokeshole, you know? I don't want to be the guy that's just talking the talk, hoping you get it. Let's see what happens. Now, I'm not into all of that. What I'm into is you understanding what Christmas is all about. You understand what your freedom is all about. Now, yes, you have a right not to hear me say Merry Christmas, but open your mouth and say something ahead of time. Don't try to make me feel bad because I celebrate Christmas and want you to be part of the holiday. That would be so terrible, right? Let's hit on why it's Merry Christmas and not Happy Holidays. Even if you don't celebrate Christmas, if you've got a heart and you've got an understanding, you have to understand that when somebody says in most cases, I won't say in every, but you have to understand in most cases, they're wishing you a joyous season. Right? You know, most Christians understand and know that when we're talking about Christmas, we're talking about peace on earth, goodwill towards men. What's so bad about that? How is that so terrible? Remember, for a Christian, the birth of Christ is the beginning of salvation. It's the beginning of your ability to spend eternity in heaven. Now, whether you believe it or not, that's not what I'm trying to push here. This is not the point. The point I'm trying to make is I'm wishing you good, whatever you want to call it, good tidings, happiness, health for your family, health for you. Where does that go sideways? How does that get wrong? I'm serious. At what point does that become nasty? You know what I'm saying? Again, I'm not going to get political, but, you know, it is Christmas, and I know plenty of other holidays get pushed in or lumped along with. I don't even care what you want to call it, but you don't have that right. I mean, you can celebrate whatever you want to, but don't try to take Christmas away from us. I mean, again, it's Christmas. I say Merry Christmas to you guys. Send out your Christmas cards. I actually got me an atheist card. No, really, I got a couple of them to send out. I'll tell you what, if you ever send me a Christmas card, it needs to say Merry Christmas, because if it says Happy Holidays, my wife will tell you it ends up in the trash. I don't even hang it. But I got a card for my atheist friends, and it's a very pretty card, really. It's got the snow-covered mountain. It says, please enjoy this non-denominational winter scene. You heathen. Merry Christmas. Oh, yeah. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Merry Christmas. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
The fire is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I think, oh, I don't know. No comment. We are back.
Like the old 60s movies, remember, you just kind of like sway in and there's, well, there's smoke moving around the room. You know why. Come on. That's why I call it the real side, right? Because we don't play those little games. Right? I'm sure many of you listening did inhale, if you know what I mean. It's a joke. It's a joke. Lighten up. It's a joke. Have some fun with it, people. All right? I mean, seriously. Excuse me. Don't get stupid on me here. We're going to have some fun. It is Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. Whether you celebrate it or not, I say Merry Christmas to you. And because I care about you, not because I don't care about you. You know, I know some of you think that when somebody wishes you a Merry Christmas, they're being nasty, right? They don't care about your feelings. Yeah, I have to tell you, not true. And you're just being an idiot. Seriously. So, again, Merry Christmas to you, if that's what you celebrate. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and do be part of the conversation. You know, head up to the website. I'd like to get your email address. I don't send out junk. I do send out information every, every week, right? An email that lets you know what's going on in the show, topics we're going to be discussing, that kind of stuff. And that's cool, right? That's good. Not a bad thing. But I can't send it to you if you don't give me your email address. So send me your email address. Also, again, I'm going to plug this because I want you to get this. I want you to buy the book, you know, before the end of the, end of the new year. It's some great reading for the new year. So anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yeah, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right, let me get back to it. Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays? I'm not asking you for your preference. I'm telling you what your preference should be. Look, here's the thing. If 80% of the country says that they subscribe to God, that they believe in this, right? Then why wouldn't they follow it up with a Merry Christmas? See, I don't know if people still sold out what they believe. Right? And I say Merry Christmas. For me, it's that simple. If you're Jewish, Happy Hanukkah. If you celebrate Kwanzaa, then Happy Kwanzaa, which is kind of weird. Not making fun of my African-American friends, but remember something. Kwanzaa is not a spiritual enrichment. It's not a religious thing. It's not like you're making a connection with your... you know, what some Native Americans used to call you, your animal guide or whatever. No, this was simply a professor, after the Watts riots, decided to celebrate Kwanzaa to bring the African-American community together. So it's pigeonholed to just for the African-American community to just bring them together. And I'll bet you a lot of them don't even know what it is. Back in the mid-60s. And let's not forget Saturnalia. That's right. That's that ancient Roman festival. It honors the deity known as Saturn. It was originally held on December 17th. Later, because the partying didn't seem to want to stop, they pushed it out to the 23rd. Yeah, it was a party holiday. It was kind of like that god wanted you to do everything you could do immoral in a very short period of time, in a 24-hour period. Right? Get it out of your system coming into the end of the year. That's kind of where they were at. So again, Saturnalia, an ancient Roman festival honoring the deity known as Saturn. And again, it started on the 17th and then they pushed on the 23rd. Pagans celebrate Yule. It marks the winter solstice in the northern hemisphere where the sun appears to be reborn because it seems to hang out a little longer. Right? Yule. Think about that. You have Christians celebrating, welcome to the Yuletide season. Well, it's not for you. Christians can't celebrate a winter solstice any more than a Muslim can celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, the Savior. So, if a Muslim is celebrating Christmas, I mean, let's just be honest about it. If a Muslim is celebrating Christmas, celebrating the birth of the Savior, as such, then they're not really sold out to what they believe. Now, I'm not talking about the warring portion of it. I don't mean that at all. But they're not supposed to hold anybody above Muhammad or above God. And they would be doing that by honoring Jesus. And not, again, not as a prophet. Because we don't celebrate his birth as a prophet. We celebrate his birth as the Son of God, God in the flesh, God that came to take our sins away, okay? That's what a Christian is celebrating. So how a Christian works or wiggles Yuletide in there, or the Yule season, which is a pagan holiday, don't know how they do that. Right? In Japan, they celebrate Omisoko. Omisoka. It's and I'm doing that because I actually heard somebody say it, so it's kind of a... it's known as the big cleaning. Right, you get your house in order. You get your life cleaned up by December 31st, which kind of falls in line with that pagan Yule Day, doesn't it? I'm sorry, with the Saturnalia Day. Yeah, they're all confusing me. I mean, they're all just whatever. You got to get your house in order, right? And then there's Boxing Day, most celebrated in England, Though it has many explanations, the two most prevalent are that it's a bring your gift back day. Or let the hired help take off day. That's right. In the very haughty-toddy rich areas, you say they let the help have that day off. Day after Christmas. So they can be with their families. Isn't that nice of them? The day after Christmas, they can be with their families. Because the rich people couldn't take care of themselves for one day. They couldn't pick up the wrapping paper, couldn't make their own coffee, couldn't make breakfast, couldn't do any of that on their own. And I almost forgot to further mock religious people. Festivus was created. Yeah, on Seinfeld as a joke. It was more like a happy grievance day. But some people actually, because it was so long ago, some people actually believe this is a real holiday. I would like to see Jesse Waters or Mark Dice go out and say, hey, which one do you celebrate? Do you celebrate Festivus and why? I would love to do that kind of thing. I think it would be hilarious. Right? And you might be pounded away and me say, hey, Joe, okay, you made your point. Knock it off. It's stupid now. But actually, it's not. Right? People say there's many holidays in December. That's why we say happy holidays. No, you don't. You don't give in. Right? You don't give in. I don't think you do. You don't have to be nasty. So let's say I follow your logic, right? That the busiest month, all these holidays are in the month, and we're just trying to make sure everybody gets included, and, nobody wants to run down the whole list of holidays. Okay, that's fine. I'm good with all of that. Then let's go through the months and figure out which one actually it would be most apropos to say happy holidays in. When we come back from the break, I'll tell you which one would be the most apropos one to say happy holidays in. I know we have so many months that have multiple holidays, multiple this. Look at February. You got a boatload of holidays in February. You got a boatload of holidays in, go down June, July, coming in back into the school year, if you would. I mean, come on. Cut me some slack here. Can we just have an honest conversation? You'll get my point. No, you really will. You may not like it, but you'll get my point. You'll see what I'm talking about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
It's the Christmas. Most wonderful time of the year.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side radio show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. At the Vatican in Rome, Pope Francis celebrates Christmas Eve with a mass at St. Peter's Basilica. Don't look at your 401k if you don't want to ruin your Christmas holiday. Stocks nosedive during the short Christmas Eve session that ends at 1 p.m. Eastern. At the closing bell, the Dow down 653 points to close at 21,792. The Nasdaq down 140 and the S&P 500 down 65 points. So will it be a white Christmas? Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Rain drenching the West Coast. Heavy snow hits the Sierra and Rockies. Forecasters say the storm will make its way into the Southwest tomorrow, bringing heavy rains and snows to parts of Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Tell you a couple of nitwits.
We are back. Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year. Listen, I will be back.
I'm going to go through and pick some good recordings for you. I'm going to actually do I'll do some pre-recorded stuff in the mornings for you. And that way there, when you hear the show, the first few minutes will always be a current event, if you would. But I will pick some topics you'd be very happy with. Seriously. I'll do my best anyway. But I deserve a vacation, too, and I'm going to take it next week. I'll be around. You might see me popping in and out of the studio while the show's on. But other than that, and some of you really get a kick out of seeing that. I don't know why. I don't get it. I don't have to get it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, head up to the website. You know why? Or Amazon. I don't care. Pick one. I want you to go ahead and order my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I'll slow it down for those of you who aren't too bright. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right. You'll enjoy the book. I'm sure you'll have a good time with it. Anyway, I want to get right back to this, and I don't care if I teed you off. And if you missed the gist of the whole thing, you know what? I'm not that teacher that goes back, oh, Johnny just walked into the class. Let's start all over again. No, Johnny was late. Too bad. Deal with it. You can go back and get the rest of this later on. So, Merry Christmas or Happy New Year? Which one? Which one makes you happier? Well, here's the deal. If you're a Christian, the only one that should make you happy, don't give me that garbage that Christ is still Christ, whether I say Happy Merry Christmas or not. Well, that's true. But honor is no longer honor. If you have a relative that's been in the armed services and they made general or major general, whatever it is, for you to belittle that title, for you to take that away from them, it's not right. It's demeaning. If you're celebrating the birth of Christ, then it's Christmas. If you're a Christian that's celebrating Tree Day, then say Happy Holidays. That's fine. If you're a Christian that's celebrating the guy in the fat guy in the red suit, then you can go ahead and also you can call it Happy Saint Nick Day or something. But don't call it Christmas without having Christ involved in it. Now, you Happy Holiday freaks, let's say I follow your logic. I don't, but let's say I do. And I asked you before the break, I said, go look and see who has the most amount of holidays or what month has the most amount of holidays that you can call it. You know what month it is? It's February. So when you, for all of you who deplore religious affiliation, then you better not celebrate Valentine's Day because Valentine's is named after St. Valentine. He was a Catholic priest. Look it up.
So you atheists that want nothing to do with Christmas, religion, huh? You better knock off the Valentine. That's ours. It's really that simple. Look it up. I think you'd be surprised at the story of St. Valentine and what he did. Now, along with Valentine's Day comes Groundhog Day. Let's not forget that. Carnival, which is celebrated in Brazil, which is really, you know, if you're a pagan, that's a great, even though it's a, even though they try to line it up with a Christian holiday. It's like the no holds barred, every sin gets absolved day. You can do anything you want with your neighbor's wife or anybody else for that matter, and it's okay. Then there's the Chinese New Year, Mardi Gras, which is a takeoff on Carnival, which is what it really is. It's really a carnival, not a carnival. Ash Wednesday, that's where the Catholics get the little dot in the middle of their forehead for the day, and you're not allowed to touch it. I don't know what happens if you do, but you're not allowed to touch it. Lincoln's birthday, Washington's birthday, Canada's National Flag Day. Be great if we had a National Flag Day. We do have a flag day, but most people fly the Mexican flag because it's illegal to put up the American flag because somebody will get mad at you. Your homeowners association will sue you. And then there's Mexican Constitution Day, which is, I don't understand it. Do they celebrate the American Constitution Day in Mexico? Or anywhere else for that matter? Why do we even mention it? So you pretty much have a holiday every other day in February. So here's what I'd like you to try. And please write me. Let me know. Don't blame me for it, but write me. I want to know how this goes down for you. I want you, when you're out with your honey at the nice restaurant, which I hope you take her to, right, you're out with your honey, and you go to the nice restaurant, and you're pulling out the jewelry or the flowers or the candy or whatever it is that you, whatever your tradition for Valentine's Day is. I want you to look her in the eyes, deep in the eyes, and go, honey, happy holidays. Because then when you wake up from your coma, I want to know how it all went down after that, how it really felt. I'm just following your logic. You guys that don't want to say happy holidays because you want to be all-inclusive, well, don't you want to be inclusive on Valentine's Day, too? Or in February? Wouldn't your logic follow all the way through? I'm just asking. I don't have any answers for you. I'm simply asking a question. So, if you're really going to be honest about this stuff, you have to follow it all the way through. So let's get down to the reason. And again, for you... You yo-hos, you, whether you're Christians or not, and you're going to get on my case code, okay, we all know Jesus wasn't born in December. No kidding. No kidding. You know, my mother's birthday for years, we celebrated on June 15th. And for years, we made the cake on June 15th. We got her the presents on June 15th. And then we found out, because she was born in a little village in Italy that had been bombed during the war, then somewhere down the road, we found out, well, she wasn't actually born on June 15th. She was born on June 6th. Does that mean that none of her birthdays, well, I know she'd love this, but none of the birthdays before that mattered? They weren't honoring to her because they weren't on her birthday. Does she get to give back all those birthdays? Does she have to give us back all those gifts? That's what I'd like to know that, because that could put some money in my pocket. See what I mean? We make such a big deal about the day. The day doesn't mean anything. You Christians, it's not the day. Okay, so we know it wasn't December 25th because just blatantly, the shepherds aren't going to be up in the fields, you know, knee-high in snow looking for white sheep, right? Not going to happen. But they were. They were out tending the flock in the fields. So some people feel it was probably close to the, you know, end of August, September, beginning of October, right in that time. I don't care. Pick a day, let's celebrate his birthday. How's that? It's really that simple for me. Now, the Catholic community, now known as the, you know, at the time, I don't believe they were known as Catholic Church. We call them the Catholic Church now. They lined it up with the festivities of the Roman holiday, Saturnalia. Remember that one? And they did that for a reason, because they thought that by lining up some of the Christian, quote-unquote, holidays with the more pagan holidays, they would bring people in by showing them, hey, we can have a good time too. And being able to speak to what Christianity was all about, what Jesus Christ was all about. By the way, if you're one of those people that can't stand religion, then you might want to change the station now. Or put it on mute, something like that, whatever. Now, Christmas was first celebrated by the Roman Emperor Constantine in 336, And then later, Pope Julius made it official. So I don't know how you make it official other than, yeah, we're going to celebrate Christmas. I don't know. Nowhere in the Holy Text, though, does it call for, you know, trees, stockings, presents, garlands, lights, tinsel, fat men in red suits. It doesn't call for any of that. Right? So all those things were traditions that were added by different groups, different ethnicities, different cultures, which is fine. Side note here, too, by the way, Jesus wasn't white, people. Do your homework. Jesus was not a white man. He was not a black man either, but he was not a white man. Somewhere in the middle. He was a Jew. Okay? Think about it. What did the Jews of the day look like? What was their skin color? Where were they living? Anyway, that's a story for another day. So, you know, we humans, as we do with everything, we got to screw everything up, don't we? We play with it. We make it better so we think. We added all that stuff, including credit card debt, more gifts, bigger trees, until finally you choke under the weight of Christmas debt. Or actually, I should have wrote, we choke under the weight of Christmas cheer. We took something so simple, so joyous, so amazing, we made it into a commercial nightmare. I should have wrote, we choke under the weight. Jesus came to make us free, like the Bible says. And as Christians believe, then we don't understand freedom. We put ourselves in so much bondage that about the time we make that last payment on the credit card or the debt for the prior year, we go right back into it again. If Jesus is given to us as the perfect gift, then why do we spend all our hard-earned money looking for that perfect gift? You know, for family members and all that other stuff. Yeah, I'm not trying to preach here on you, but you know what I mean. So Christmas was not celebrated in America. Christmas was not celebrated, you know, in America when at first because it was considered too decadent by the Puritans who escaped England. But guess what we got to do? We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. I'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Heat up your eggnog, and really, seriously, I want you to get in the Christmas mood, because it's got so much more coming up in just the next few minutes. Ready? Everybody up and singing.
Dreaming all the while.
Unless you're in Hawaii.
Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops listen and children listen to hear.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty. And what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Natives are restless. They want you to stop saying happy holidays.
And we are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Okay, got to get right back at it. Again, like I said, I am Joe Messina, your host. Christmas versus
happy holidays.
I know some of you go, oh, come on, knock it off. No, I won't knock it off. I'm tired. I do this every year. Every year I go off on this tangent. I know some of you don't give a hoot. See, I kept it clean. Right? You don't care what it is. As long as you get the turkey, the lasagna, the pasta, the gold watch you want, whatever it is you want. As long as you get all that stuff, you're a happy camper. Right? But for Christians, it's got to be more than that. It's got to be more than the tree, the presents, the whatever, whatever. And you're in all the tradition. I got it. And I'm not asking you to change your ways overnight to become a total purist when it comes to Christmas. This is not what I mean. But you should at least know why and what you're celebrating. You should know that Yule, the Yuletide log, has absolutely nothing to do with Christmas. Absolutely nothing to do with your Christian atmosphere. Or your Christian whatever. Now, Christmas was not celebrated in America in the early days because it was considered too decadent. The Puritans got away from all the decadence of Christmas in England. And England had its ups and downs for Christmas. Go read the history on that.
it had gotten so out of control in England as far as spending and such, it was actually canceled for a period of time until King Charles II came into power and he brought it back. Christmas was actually outlawed in Boston, but celebrated in Jamestown without incident, as reported by the settlers. Christmas had many ups and downs in America since day one, because through the years, we forgot what the day is about. We forgot what the day was about. So all the traditions that we find at Christmas, and no real basis in the Bible, except one, the birth of Christ. I'm telling you, the tree, the fat man in the red suit, the reindeers, the chimney, the presents under the tree. You know, it's one thing if we sat around and exchanged a gift or two to each other because of the love that we have for each other. You know what I'm saying? But to sit there and exchange gifts and run up credit cards because it's the expected thing to do, I find repulsive. And don't give me that holier than now.
I don't know what's talking about, Joe. I buy gifts for all 27 members of my family, charge up all my credit cards, go into debt, give up things because I love them so much.
Okay. Anyway, let's get back to the story. So all of those things have no basis in the Bible whatsoever. So when you're talking to your friends and you're celebrating Christmas, then celebrate Christmas. Now, if you want to say, although, or this other stuff isn't in Christmas, but we do it because we think it shows the love. We think, you know, putting gifts under the trees for our friends and what have you, and having a get-together and exchanging presents just shows how much we care about each other. And, you know, God gave us a gift, and I want to give a gift to other people. I asked my granddaughter today, I said, hey, she talked about the gifts, and it was Jesus' birthday. And I said, okay, so on your birthday, you're going to give me a gift? Why would I give you a gift on my birthday? He said, well, that's what we're doing here. It's Jesus' birthday, and we're giving each other gifts. What about Jesus? What does he fit in all of this? Which led to a pretty cool little conversation. So when you say, well, before I get to that, can we be in agreement here? Right? Now, celebrating Christmas, you put up the nativity scene. That's all great. All the other traditions have been brought in by different cultures, groups. Now, it adds to the original meaning. I get it. You're kind of making it your own. I mean, if you have a nativity scene, well, I shouldn't say that. If you're celebrating Christmas in a traditional way in Hawaii, it might be on the beach. I'm sure Jesus wasn't hanging out on the beach when he was born. But it's what makes it your own. In New England, it's around the snow. It's playing in the snow. I get it. That's not the part I'm talking about. Those are fringe items, and that's cool. As long as we stick with the main meaning of Christmas, whether you're a Christian or not, simply in the use of the word Christmas, Christ Mass, you're celebrating the birth of Christ. That is the only thing that Christmas is truly about, is the birth of Jesus Christ as the Savior for the world to keep us from having to go to hell. Really, that simple. So when you say what difference does it make to say happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas, to a Christian, it should be a major deal. Whether you say it or not, it doesn't change Christmas. I get that. That's what my Christian friends keep saying. Because it's still all about Christ. But you take something away from us. You take something away from me when you belittle a holiday I believe so much in. When you belittle something that I cherish so much. Without the birth of Christ, it is just another holiday. It's Tree Day. It's Fat Man in a Red Suit Day. It's Gift Exchange Day. It's Tinsel Day. It's Elf Day. It is just another day. And you know what? I got enough other days. I don't need to deal with this other day. If you're Jewish, then let me honor you with Happy Hanukkah. If you celebrate Kwanzaa, then you have a joyous Kwanzaa. If you celebrate nothing, then have a wonderful nothing. Any holiday you celebrate, please. But let's be clear about something. Doesn't matter what you believe. You can believe that you can breathe at the bottom of a swimming pool without any apparatus, just through your lungs. It doesn't make it real, and I think you'll find out hard and fast how real it isn't if you try to do it. In the same token, you cannot have Christmas without Christ. You can't. It's impossible. You can have a holiday. Again, I say you can have gift exchange day, whatever you want to call it, you cannot call it Christmas and take Christ out of it. So Merry Christmas, and may you come to know Jesus as I have, and I mean that sincerely. And no matter what your belief system you've chosen, may your family be healthy and happy. See, I'm not going to get political with you, but think about something here. I prefer you be a Christian, but if you're not, I still want you to have a healthy and happy life. I still want your kids to be healthy. I still want you to enjoy the life in this country, in this free America. Right? And again, I don't care what you believe. I know some of you won't agree with me, even Muslims. Yes, even Muslims. Because unlike some of you, like Catholics, come on, guys, there are Catholics and Christians that you constantly defend that couldn't tell you where a book in the Bible was. They could tell you the Bible was the Word of God, but they couldn't tell you where anything was. They couldn't even recognize some familiar scriptures. I believe that of all religions. There are all religions of people who grow up as a Muslim, that grow up as a Catholic, that grow up as a Christian, that grow up as a Jew, couldn't really tell you anything about their religious belief. Nothing. They have to go on certain days of the year, and that's all they know, and they think that that's going to get them into heaven, and that's all there is to it. Doesn't work that way. So again, I don't care what you believe. And you know what I mean by that. I don't have to get that specific, right? I do not care what you believe. I want you to be healthy. I want your family to be healthy. I want your business to thrive. I want you to show other people the love and the opportunity that you got from being in this country up until the last 8 years. But again, Christmas, for me, is about Jesus Christ. It's about the love of God. It's about what God gave us to be able to know Him, to be able to love Him, and enjoy Him. And Zanna Gibbs is going to join me in the next hour. But, you know, for my family to yours, we're going through a lot. Not my family. I mean, we're going through a lot as a country. We're going through a lot as a society. We're going through a lot as a people. And please, get your information straight. Please, please, please. And make sure that as you spew these things on Facebook or Twitter or however you're getting the message out, make sure you've done your homework and you honestly know what you're talking about. Make sure you're not just spewing Republican talking lines, Democrat talking lines, Green Party talking lines. I can go down the list. Just because your party says it doesn't in any way, shape, manner, or form make it true, right? Not at all. So stick with it. Stick with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Anyway, head up to the website, realside.com. Watch live. Listen live. Take the poll. Read the articles we put up there. I got people up there. I got people. I got people. You got people? I got people. I got writers up there that they go out of their way to write stories. We have a writer that's actually in Egypt in that area, right? We got that talks about the things today that's going on in Egypt and Israel and the Middle East, and we've got a writer in Israel writes about what's going on. So encourage them. You don't agree with them? Tell them you don't agree with them. If you agree with them, tell them great job, but do something. If you're tired of Christmas shows, then maybe this is not the one for you tonight. No, seriously, I'm not joking. I'm not funny. I'm not playing around. We're dealing with issues at Christmas. We're talking about the continued war on Christmas. And not in a negative way, just kind of how you can push back and fight and be part of it. I want you to be part of it. I want you to be part of the solution. Okay? And I really do. So, you know, talk to your neighbors. Talk to your friends. Talk to your loved ones. Make sure that people know truly what the meaning of the day is. You know, not just the gifts and the food and all that other happy stuff, but there's so much more to it. There's so much more to Christmas than just giving gifts to each other. There's a true story behind Christmas that we all need to be aware of, we all need to be part of, and we not all need to be understood. And then maybe we, again, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. What is so bad about that? You know what I'm saying?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
We'll be right back.
From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.